Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong?
What if I told you that all the things you believe to be possible, impossible, are in fact very much possible?
Reality is not what you think it is.
It is so much more complicated,
fascinating, and above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map.
And there's more than just dragons.
Colby, as soon as you pull out a big plastic container filled with first aid stuff, the doors start opening.
Okay. I start running.
The door closes heavily shut behind you,
yep.
And Squirrel latches a big, heavy metal bolt on your side. It's just darkness. You can tell that you're on a set of stairs, mm-hmm. but it's just darkness. A set of lights automatically turn on, mm-hmm. heading down.
Well,
down we go.
I guess so.
After a few steps, this little tunnel area begins to open up, and there's a zigzaggy set of stairs down into a, you can see there's a big industrial looking elevator. Off to your right, a smooth pathway going up to a garage style door. And then there's the elevator itself. On the elevator, you can see there's just a big panel with heavy industrial looking buttons. You could try going up to that garage door, or you can check out the elevator.
Let's investigate the buttons, and I'll see if I can read any of the labels on the buttons.
Right. They're all written in English, funnily enough, actually. Mm. You can see there's a little, on the instrument panel up the top, there's a little thing that says Casalonga Constructions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the buttons, there's three different buttons. The top one is red. No, sorry, the top one is green. The bottom two are red.
Yep.
As in they're not like colored, or it's just like a plastic button.
Yep.
So it's not like a light that is turned on or anything
okay.
like that. The top one, the green one, says in just plain English, top floor. Mm. Then the second one says laboratories. And then the third one says vat floor.
Vat floor?
Yeah. V-A-T floor.
Oh, V, vat.
Vat, yeah. Not that floor, no.
That floor.
Where should we go? The lab?
Something... I suppose. I mean, the vat surely is just full of it, right?
Surely. What blow up this whole park. Killing all the innocent people above.
Maybe if we like sprung a leak in the vat or something.
Yeah. Or if we go to the laboratory, we could maybe find some weapons and flammable stuff.
Okay. Yeah, let's go to the lab.
All right. You press the button for lab?
Yeah.
The elevator slowly starts going down. As it goes down, you get further and further away from the lights. In the elevator shaft, there's no lighting here.
Yeah.
When you slowly start getting swallowed by darkness, you hear Squirrel say, maybe this wasn't a very clever idea.
Yeah, I'm thinking
that too. Kept us alive. The other ideas were scary. What else were we meant to do?
Die.
I'm not dying before I got on a roller coaster. You all got to go.
Have you not been on a roller coaster yet?
No.
What have you been doing? Oh, my God. I've been on Space Mountain like 3 times.
You went 3 times?
Yeah,
it was
Ralph
incredible.
Says it ruled.
It was so good. Each time better than the last.
Someone
it was bloody
to kill me.
Incredible.
That's so not fair.
Yeah, well.
I nearly died.
Sucks to
three
suck.
Times.
Harry still holding. You can see he's kind of like, he's pretending to swing the baton, like clearly working his way up to how he's going to use this thing. He looks over at you with the baton in his hands and he says, don't worry, we'll do the rides after, I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah, well, I reckon.
I'm sure this will all blow over by this afternoon. So.
We say, if we save the world or something like that, of course they'll give us another free go on Euro Disneyland.
That's a good point.
Are we at the lab yet?
This conversation, yes. Yeah.
The elevator stops. You can see dug into the side of the crater. It's just like a rocky edifice with a hole dug into it. And then you can see two glass walls, but it's like a opaque plexiglass.
Uh-huh.
And written on the plexiglass is Casalonga Industries. Mm-hmm. And then there's just a metal grate door. You can see through the metal grate door. It's some sort of security checkpoint. It looks unmanned. There's a light on, but it looks unmanned.
Lights are on, but no one's home. Let's just go through.
Yeah. Is it locked?
You test it experimentally. It is. It looks like it's locked, yes, with some sort of key card access.
Key card. Can I reach through the hole in the grate and try to unlock it?
There's no unlock on the other side.
Yeah,
it, right. Through the grate, you can see there's some sort of antechamber or security checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You can see off on the right-hand side, there's a window, and into the window you see there's a security station. The security station is unmanned.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side of this little corridor security space, there is another, like this door, it's just a grate. And beyond that, you can see there's many, many offices. It looks like the offices. Well, no, you can't see much, actually.
And we've got wristbands. We don't have.
Yeah, I flash my wristband.
No.
All access, please.
Now, sometimes you can jimmy open a locked door with a credit card.
Yeah, but, yeah, okay, we could try that.
We don't have any credit cards. We're children.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Wait,
I'll use my Swiss Army knife.
You could try.
I try.
You're able to force the card reader off the wall,
uh-huh.
But that's all you can do.
Okay.
Squirrel steps up and he says, I think I can do it.
Oh, yeah, you're a nerd. Go on then. Hack the door.
Squirrel takes from his satchel pack, he takes out a little computer device of some sort. He takes out of that a little cord, and he touches it to different parts of the security lock thing.
Mm-hmm.
He just thinks about it for a little while. He starts working away at it. After a couple more attempts at something, you see the security key card reader gives a big spark, and a red light on it changes to a green light.
Cool.
The door opens.
How did you do that?
It's just electricity, I suppose.
Cool.
I look at him like he's an alien boy. It was good that I broke his glasses, but maybe I respect him a little bit as well.
You walk over and there is another card reader here. But when you step in, the first thing that you see, actually, is they were just slightly out of your vision, but tucked just around the corner of the door is a corpse.
Damn.
They were once human, you could tell that much, but they're basically just skin, dried papery skin pulled over skeleton. They're leaning up against the wall, their mouth open as if they were screaming. You can see they're wearing a lab coat and some a nice pair of slacks and shoes. Pinned to their laboratory coat, you can see there is a ID card.
Oh, we'll take that.
Yeah.
Do you reach over and pick it up?
Yeah. Does it look like there's evidence of glime on this man?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's look. Dry?
He is dry, yeah, he's very dry. When you pick it up, Colby, you can see that the wall where he is, there's scratch marks on it.
Mm.
And does there look to be bits of wall in his fingernails?
Oh, yeah.
What else is in this room?
It's very bare other than that. There's the window into the security office.
Mm-hmm.
Can we make sure that door's kept open? Let's prop that door open.
How do you do that? None of the other kids want to touch the corpse. You're insane that you did.
Wait, is this like a prison? Like, was he being kept prisoner? Is that what it kind of looks like?
It looks like he was stuck here. It doesn't look like a prison, though.
Okay. Yeah, so
this looks like a security thing. You come in here, the security can easily see you, and then you keep moving.
Right.
And it looks like someone has had the capacity to be stuck in here till death.
Yes.
So I think we should prop the door open.
Well, is it already closed behind us?
No, it hasn't.
Okay. Yeah.
Squirrel's maybe standing at the door.
Okay.
He's keeping it
open. Is there a way to make sure that that doesn't close?
He looks at it. What do we have? He says.
Got a corpse.
Yeah, we got the corpse.
Do we have not a corpse?
You don't have to touch it.
Ralph Ralph takes out his pack and goes through it. And eventually, Ralph and Squirrel work out that if they get some twine, they can wrap it around where the, what do you call it? The little thing that sticks out of the door to lock it?
Snip.
Whatever. They just close the door. They close the locking mechanism with a bit of twine so that it can never lock again.
Yeah.
Okay.
While the twine's on there.
While the twine's on it, yes.
Okay. You see there's another door with another key pass?
Yep.
Well, Colby, you should probably try.
We'll try it. I mean, that guy died in here.
Yeah.
All right.
Does it work?
If you swipe, it's got a little barcode on it.
Yeah.
You swipe that barcode through the reader and the red light blinks.
Screw it, we need your help.
Try and do it the other way. Maybe it was the wrong way around.
Harry says, I reckon I got a pretty good idea. He, with the baton, walks over to that window and swings.
Mm.
Bang, bang, bang. After like three or four attempts, a crack begins to appear. And Ralph comes over and starts kicking at it. The two of them start working away at it. Crack, crack, crack. The glass doesn't shatter easily, but it breaks enough that they make a hole in it. You can get into the security room now.
In we go.
Harry looks back at the corpse one final time before all of you climb through. You're in the security room. There's a little like suite panel thing here. It's got just buttons that clearly open and or unlock and unlock the doors.
Mm-hmm.
There's a door into the facility from where you are, but no door out of the facility. This place looks very low on computer technology. There's no computer here. There would be at the security station, there would be a typewriter, not a computer.
Yeah, right.
It looks like this place is quite old.
Huh.
Can I read the buttons or is it all in English still?
Well, doesn't French use the same alphabet as English?
Yes.
No, but buttons on the other bits of the other.
Oh, yeah. It's just two buttons.
Well, no, not the buttons on the key, not on the typewriter.
And what are the buttons on the typewriter say?
Yeah.
There's
some secret message. QWERTY YOP.
There's no labels on those two big red buttons.
I press one of the big buttons.
Left or right?
Right.
The other door in that security room opens.
That was lucky. Cool.
Try left.
Okay, I try the left.
Nothing Wait. Else happens.
Yeah, okay.
That door's already sense. Open, I guess.
Mm.
Let's just go through that door.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'll look through any cupboards or anything in that security room, see if there's anything interesting.
Clambering around or searching through, you find leaning up again, there's like a jacket or something like that you mm-hmm. pick up and move aside. And when you move the jacket aside, you don't know what emotion you are currently processing. You look at an old-fashioned pump-action shotgun.
Whoa!
Whoa!
It's about as tall as you are.
Cool.
Oh, 13. How tall's a 13-year-old?
Wilbur's small. Remember?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm a short scrawny boy.
I'm big, it's though.
Definitely as tall as you then, Wilbur.
The shotguns are that small, is it?
It would be about... Tall?
Yeah, they're big.
Okay.
This one is about as tall as you are.
I pick it up and using my weapons proficiency...
Oh, you need firearms for this.
God dang. Well, I don't have any of that.
There is, you can see very conspicuously... You can see very conspicuously the barrel mm-hmm. of this weapon, rather than being a gunmetal gray or a black color, it is a bright fluoro orange. Very conspicuously. Mm. You don't know what that means.
Think it could be like a flare gun or something?
Yeah,
or a tranquilizer?
Yeah, like other guns are different colors.
Yeah. I fiddle around with it and see if I can open up.
He looks into the barrel just for a peek.
You can make, I guess, an intelligence firearms check. So it's one dice, but it's not a chance die.
Should I willpower?
Up to you.
Yeah, I reckon.
I'm gonna willpower.
So that's four dice in total. You maybe realize if you pump the shotgun without pulling the trigger, mm-hmm. one of the whatever's inside of it will come out.
Yeah.
And you can have a look at what ammunition it uses.
Mm-hmm.
You pump it, and when you do that, a red bag shoots out the side.
Oh.
You pick it up and you heft it. It's like a fabric bag filled with little metal beans.
Mm, cool. It's a bean bag gun.
Nice.
You can probably, with that two successes as well, you can reload that shot if you want.
Right.
I'd say as well, you can kind of work out, you reckon you've got five shots.
Mm-hmm. All right. I take it with me.
Okay, cool.
It's Are you using it like a big walking big. Stick?
No, I feel like I'm walking like Elmer Fudd, though.
You're fudding it.
I'm fudding it.
Fuddiddly-odd. All right, you climb back in and you climb back through and then you enter the facility proper. Immediately in front of you, there's like a nexus, if you will. Several different corridors, I'd say maybe five in total, all intersect here. There's one that goes straight down the facility, one to your left, one to your right, and then there's two diagonal ones Ooh. As well. You see no obvious signage. But you do see on the floor there are what's the remains of big, you know how like an airport or a hospital will have colored lines on the ground to indicate different things? You see several different colored lines going off in different directions. Orange, red, yellow, green, blue.
Cool.
There's no words attached to them.
Let's split up.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. Ralph.
I mean, there's how many of us are there? There's six of us, five of us?
There's six of you.
And how many colors?
There's five colors.
Ah.
Well, five colors, fair. Five pathways.
Okay, well, let's split up.
All right. Well,
what's the plan then?
Squirrel Squirrel takes a big step and says, can I go with you, Wilbur?
Yeah, okay.
All right. And then everyone else just on their own?
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I pick red.
Okay, I'm going to go blue.
Actually, the red one matches up with the yellow one. The yellow one goes down two different pathways, one on its own, one with red. Red doesn't have its own one.
Wait, so yellow splits off into two directions?
Yeah, yellow goes in two different directions. It goes down one of the diagonals, and it has that diagonal to itself, and then it goes straight down the middle, and it shares that with red.
So there's a red-yellow path and a yellow path?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go down the red-yellow path.
All right. No worries.
Encounter two things. All right. Before we split up, here's the plan. Walk down.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Your hallway and check it out. And then if you encounter a room, which I assume you will, or something, come back to the middle and report back. Don't actually go in the room. Don't interact with anything. Just down, see what it is, come back.
Yeah, but we need to look at what it is so we can tell you what it is. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
But do you want to know all the different lines? It's... Yeah. So like I said, there's one to your left, one to your right, one straight ahead, and then two diagonals.
Yep.
It's green, blue to the left, green, blue to the right. It's orange, green is one of the diagonals. Yellow is the other diagonal, and then straight down the middle is red, yellow.
Weird. Well, I'll take left, green, blue.
Green, blue, yeah.
With squirrel. Colby, you're going Straightforward. Straightforward, yep. Yellow.
I'm 13, I've picked based on color.
And then the other three, you figure it out. But then as soon as you see a room, check out the room and then come back.
Don't check it out too hard.
And also, if you encounter something, scream super loud. And also tell us which one you're going down. And then also, actually, here's the plan. Scream real loud, but scream what hallway you're down. You scream, left, green, blue, for example, if I was to get into some danger.
All right, Squirrel and Wilbur are going the left path, which is green, blue.
Yep.
Harry is going the right path, which is also green, blue.
Yep.
Ralph is going orange, green.
Yep.
Colby, you're going red, yellow. Hugh is going yellow.
Let's do it. See you guys in 5 minutes.
Yeah, this will be quick.
Wilbur, you and Squirrel are walking for only maybe a minute before you see on either side of you there are several sets of doors, like 8 in total on each side.
Yep.
And then one big set of double doors at the end. The green line splits off to hit all 8 doors on either side, so all 16 doors in total.
Yep.
But the green line does not touch the double doors at the end. The blue line goes straight for those double doors.
Does the doors have windows?
They do not. No, none of these doors have windows. Oh. There is. Actually, no. So you read French, so you would see it above the... Oh, would this translate perfectly?
Oui.
Do you have multilingual or do you have language?
I've got language, French.
They probably wouldn't just say dormitory. They'd say dorm instead or some equivalent in French. So because you have language rather than multilingual just gives you like conversational.
Yeah.
So with the multilingual merit, you don't get as deep an understanding, but because you have language, you, I guess, know enough French to understand this shortening of a longer word.
Yep.
So you understand dorm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
Dorm 9, 10, 11, 12, up to 16. Mm-hmm. And then the double doors, the sign over that says mess, as in mess hall.
Yeah. Okay. I want to use some sort of, what's the word? Looking check.
Sure, that would be an investigation wits.
I want to investigate how dusty the door handles are to see if these are currently in use. I want to basically get a vibe if these are abandoned or not.
Having a look around, you can see this place looks quite disused. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like anyone's been here in a while. You can see there are clear, at the double doors, there are clear scuff marks on the floor, not from the door itself, but from a heavy thing being wheeled in and out consistently.
The lunch trays.
Maybe.
Okay. I try the first door on the left.
Breaking your rule immediately.
What do we do? Yeah, a squirrel immediately pipes up. What's the plan here?
I pump my shotgun and say, busted heads. I thought I said, was that a cool line, Squirrel? What do you think about that?
Squirrel does not want to be part of this. He's standing well back. You're kicking open one of the doors?
No, I'm not kicking open one of the doors. Squirrel, you open the door. I'm going to aim my shotgun into the door, like how maybe the army would do a raid. I don't know how often the army's doing raids. Probably all the time, actually. Anyway, but Squirrel's opening the door, gun straight in. Safety off.
You're going to have to make a persuasion check to get Squirrel to do this. He doesn't want to.
Do I get a bonus because we're best friends?
All right, I'll allow a bonus, sure.
Thank you. Best friend
you have
bonus.
A manipulation of 4, you have a persuasion of 2, and I'll give you a +1 for being besties with Squirrel. A situational +1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes. Yeah, Squirrel gets a temporary boost of bravery. Cool. All right, which door do you want him to open?
Door 1 on the left, dormitory 1.
Okay, just give me one sec. All right. He jiggles the handle. It's unlocked. Mm-hmm. He opens it. Do you rush in? Is that what you're talking about when you say red?
I'm standing in the doorway. The door's open. I'm shoving the gun in the door.
Okay.
And I'm just looking.
It would be kind of very similar to a college dormitory. Mm-hmm. Only one person per room.
Yep.
But it's, just a very threadbare digs. It's a single bed with some personal affects around the room. From a quick glance, it looks like a adult man lived here. You see some pictures on the wall. All of it looks quite old. The pictures would all be black and white.
Mm. Is there any like shelves or drawers or anything?
Yeah, there's a small bookcase that has some books on it.
Okay, so it's like there's stuff there. It hasn't been like cleared out.
Yeah. Okay. It's all covered in a fine layer of dust.
No one's getting their head beamed today.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that wasn't so bad. It's a squirrel.
Squirrel.
Hmm?
Let's do the same thing, but to the mess hall.
Okay. He says he.
And then we'll go back.
He walks up to the mess hall. It's, like I said, double doors.
Yep.
These don't have handles on them. It's just a push. You know those doors that can be pushed from either side?
Like a saloon door.
Yeah.
All right, Squirrel, you push. I shove my gun in.
Okay. He pushes those doors in, and then you burst or you jut the shotgun through the doorway.
Yep.
You will need to make a wits composure check. Then you need to make a resolve stamina roll.
What is going on?
That's one success with a reroll. Just ends up being one success, but that's enough. You don't puke.
Oh boy, what have I seen?
The mess hall is, hilariously enough, it's a mess.
Yeah.
All of the tables,
that is hilarious.
Yeah, all of the tables and chairs have been pushed into one corner and tipped upwards. And then you could, it looks like a makeshift barricade has been created.
Yeah, but to the other door, not this door?
No, just in a corner.
Okay.
The makeshift barricade has been destroyed, though. You could see there was once a makeshift barricade. The makeshift barricade has since been destroyed. There are corpses all over the place.
No.
You can see, you would guess, at least 9 people died pretty horrific deaths in this room. They were torn apart.
Gee.
It looks like it happened a long time ago. Their corpses are just as destroyed, just as desiccated as the one that you found in the security room.
Yeah.
It's
all
just
dry and
just skin taut over bone. It looks like some of them you got too good a look. It looks like some of them did not die when they were torn apart.
Oh, God.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yucky. How's Squirrel doing?
Squirrel hasn't looked into the room.
Okay.
He purposely is not looking into the room.
I say, hey, Squirrel, don't go in there.
Okay.
Let's go back to the meeting point.
That's very calm.
Ew, yucky, let's go back to the meeting point.
No, I just mean that was really nice for Squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
It was good of you to protect him.
Meanwhile, Colby, you're walking down your corridor. It doesn't take nearly as long as it takes Wilbur for you to encounter anything. The corridor, it begins going downwards.
Uh-huh.
You can see ahead of you there's a staircase. The floor here is kind of like a laminate. It's got like a 50s, 60s sort of vibe. The entire place is kind of a 50s or 60s sort of vibe. There is a vaguely rough-hewn rock wall on your left-hand side, but on your right-hand side it's all constructed, fabricated walls. And on your right-hand side you can see kind of a plastic laminate wall gives way to glass walls. Has a little bit of a futuristic look, but that sort of, still that sort of 50s, 60s retro futuristic look to it.
Oh, yeah.
You don't speak French. When the wall turns to or becomes glass, there is several doors there, 3 doors. All of the doors have a sign above them, different words, all in French. You don't understand what it means. If you approach where the glass begins, you will become, it's a big space, whatever those glass rooms are. You will be very exposed, just letting you know that. Oh, and then, oh, I'm so sorry. The yellow line goes into those rooms. The red line keeps going down towards where the stairs are.
How many words are there that I can't read?
There's the first one has 2 words, the second one has 1, the third one also has 1.
Can I try and memorize them?
You can absolutely try.
Can you read them out loud how a child who can't speak French would read them?
The first one is, it's actually 3 words, sorry, not 2. Sally D. Reunion.
Sally D. Reunion.
Yeah.
Okay. Sally D. Reunion. Okay. Do the next one. Do I have pen and paper on me? I wouldn't.
No, you
okay,
wouldn't.
I can't write
not
anything.
Not a scout,
down.
Not prepared.
No, I'm not a scout. They wouldn't let me in. Sally D. Reunion.
I'm similarly very sorry. The second one is 2 words, not 1.
That's all right.
It's Des Burox, I guess is maybe how you'd read it. I don't know.
Des Burox?
Des Burox.
Sally D. Reunion, Des Burox. Okay, they're 2 people. I can just pretend they're 2 people I've met. Oh, Sally D. Reunion and Des Burox.
Well, this one, the third one, actually, I think you might be able to work out even without understanding English. It's spelt very differently, but it does say laboratory. It's spelt very differently, but it phonetically, if you said it, laboratory. I think Colby would say laboratory.
Yeah, you were saying the whole way like, Sally J. Reunion. Okay, laboratory. Oh, okay.
That one feels pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. I'm glad no one was here, so I didn't have to feel embarrassed. Sally D. Reunion, Des Burox, laboratory. Okay. Okay. Sally, Des. Good. I know those aren't the important words in those ones. Okay. What if I edge out over to the exposed space with all the glass?
When you get up to the glass area, you peek around, and the first glass area, you can see there's a giant desk in it. It's an office space of some sort. One big room, maybe about the size of two big bedrooms. Does that make sense?
Yeah, which is even bigger to me because I'm a kid.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So let's vaguely give you the idea. Two big bedrooms, that's how much space is here.
Enormous.
There's a very large table, enough seats for, I'd say, like 20 people. It's a big-ass table. You can see there's some stuff on the table, like a very old-looking phone up one end. There's some documents on the table. And on the other side of this room, you see another glass wall. You see the other corridor and a glass door there. You can also see Hugh walking down that corridor. He's playing with a lighter.
Huh.
He has not been as cautious as you have been.
Des Burox, laboratory, Sally D Reunion, big sort of meeting-looking space?
This first room, yes. It looks like some sort of meeting room.
And Hugh. And Hugh's through a window.
Yeah, it's glass wall with a door in it. The meeting room on the other side, glass wall with a door, and then the corridor that Hugh is walking down.
Okay. I'll try and wave at him, but he's looking at fire, you know? Who am I to that?
Hugh's not paying attention.
No, he's absolutely not.
Very invested in his little lighter, yeah.
I mean, I could poke my head in the laboratory.
So you want to keep moving along?
Yeah. Well, Hugh's got the other side of the thing, surely.
The next room, so there's that in-between one. Mm-hmm. That in-between one is it would be a very 50s or 60s style like office space. You see cubicles. It's a cubicle farm, essentially. Do you know that term?
No, but I can guess.
Yeah, just like a lot of cubicle workspaces.
Yeah, if people in the office were chickens in the cages.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're all very tightly packed in together. You, because of the cubicles, you can't see every single workspace, but the workspaces that you can see, the closest ones, none of them would have computers. They would all be very old-fashioned sort of looking. Some would have typewriters, but not all of them. A lot of them are just, you can see, like, inkwell with ink pen in it. Not, like, big feathered one. Like, from the 40s or 50s sort of thing. And then papers, yeah. And then you move past that. You're kind of walking in line with Hugh. You're moving at a very similar pace. Then the last one, the laboratories, you can see that a very small space. You see a set of stairs going down. And on the other side of the stairs, this one only has access from your side.
Okay.
Hugh does not have access on his side. There's a set of stairs going down. And you can see there's obviously some sort of security checkpoint past the stairs where people could lock off access to that stairwell.
All right. Okay. Big office. Sally D Reunion.
Oh.
When you get to the laboratories, Hugh kind of glances because he gets to the end of his corridor. He can't go further. When he turns around, he spots you on the other side of the glass. He gives you a big wave.
Wave back.
He plays with his lighter and points at it.
I pull out his lighter that I've also got and play with it.
Maybe you two aren't so different after all, huh?
He mouths something at you. You're going to need to make a wits composure check. He points behind you. He looks like his eyes go really wide. He points behind you and he says, "Watch out."
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.